rain, maybe a steady rain that's coming down.
Yes, and that's just a light rain, and he said it's coming down steady, and just a light rain and no wind.
What about any distinctions between, say, a sprinkle or a drizzle? Do you use those terms?
Yeah, some they use that. Yeah, there's a lot of people who say, well, it rained at my house a little bit last night, and I about told you how. Yes, drizzled a little, and said, maybe another fellow said, well, it didn't more than mist at my house. You see, they used all three of those things in the way it is.
And what about a sprinkle? Would a sprinkle be as much as a drizzle, or?
It'd be more.
Oh,
be more.
What do you call that? All right, and then all the way on up to a hard rain. Then,
come what you call big white hard rain. Then when it's no stormy wind and nothing, just raining down hard.
That's a white rain.
Yeah, then if you notice it, and that's why I was told that's why they call it white. You're standing looking at it, and they say it looks like hail, don't it? And it'd be hitting, you step out in the yard, and maybe sometimes it'd be caught in the field, and just rain all around us. We'd run under a tree, which is a dangerous thing to do, and say, look out there, look at it. I believe that's hail. No, it ain't hail. That's just a white rain, and sure enough, you step out in, it'd be the biggest, whitest drop.
All right, and what do you call that when there is you get out and try to drive your car and there's something rising up that just makes it hard to see?
Well, that's because the steam from the ground is coming up, meeting this water that's fell.
Mm-hmm.
Now that steam, this rain has caused this, hit this hot ground, and the steam is rising from that. And as long as that steam rises, there'll be more coming.
Right.
And when the steam quits rising, then no more rain comes.
And maybe it hasn't been raining, and you're out, say, early in the morning, and you're just aware that there's just hanging close, there's something we used to have different kinds of lights on the car.
Yeah, fog lights and things like that. You'd say that as a fog.
In the morning, how would you say that?
It's a foggy morning, foggy morning. But now they call it a pollution morning because we got more in. But used to, as you said, we'd had to cross the creeks and one thing another and going out to town, leave early, leave by daylight.
Well, I don't know.
Get down close to some of these bottoms, why there'd be this fog down this bottom. As soon as you got up on the rise, it would be no more. That was fog, but that's different from this fog that you have around the cities now because all this other stuff's in it.
Smog.
Yeah, that's a smog thing, but this was a regular fog, and it'd feel so good and cool on hot mornings in that fog like that.
Right, now what do you call it when it just hasn't rained for a long, long time?
To breeze a little.
You just call it a dry spell.
And if it's, have you got a word for a lot worse than that? This is a regular, maybe it's been 6 weeks without any rain.
Well, I don't know how everybody is and about that, but all that's ever used through this part of the county says it sure has been the longest dry spell I ever saw. Longest dry spell I've ever seen.
And, let's see, what about a term for the wind has not been blowing and then gradually it makes itself felt? Would you say the word for that? The wind is?
The wind is beginning to breeze a little.
Any other way?
Well, we just say I feel a little breeze now.
And what about if it's not really cold yet, but you're beginning to feel a little bit of crispness? It's getting into the fog.
There's nip in the air.
And that time when there actually is a little white on the ground is beginning to, in the early morning, you might look out and say, or maybe it's on the window pane, too.
Well, you'd call that the hoary frost, like to call a snow, a hoary snow, and a hominous snow, you know, and all. You call that this little frost you have like you're talking about, and it ain't frosty enough to kill anything. You call that, had a little hoary frost last night. Now then when it comes enough frost that it bites and it nips a festival and things like that, they say we had a killing frost last night.
Killing frost. Hearing a killing frost. That was when you couldn't use the vegetables.
Yeah, somebody said
that's right.
All right, and...